Sometimes in life, the simplest things turn out to be the most powerful. This past week, I was watching a show where they interviewed several couples who had been married for a long time, and they were asked what the recipe was for a long, healthy marriage. Some said to have patience with one another. Another mentioned having a kind of stick-with-it attitude. But the couple married the longest replied that the key was not to worry about the grand gestures, the over-the-top displays of affection. Just love each other, they said, every day, through thoughtfulness, through intentionality, through partnership. That's the key to a life of love. Keep it simple, they said. Well, today we find ourselves with two passages that do just that. They seek to make faith simple. Both of them boil down the complexity of religion and distill it into a simple message. In Micah, the prophet says to stop thinking about faith as a kind of self-flagellation, as a kind of demonstration of worthiness. No, Micah says, God has shown us what we need to do. Justice, kindness, humility. That is what the Lord requires of you. For Jesus, speaking in Matthew's gospel, the way of faith is similarly simple. Cornered by the Pharisees, by the experts in the law, Jesus is asked what the most important command is. He is asked to distill from all of the Torah the most important law. And he doesn't miss a beat. He quotes from the Shema, from the prayer in Deuteronomy that a devout Jewish person would have said every day of their life. Love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your mind. But then he adds a quote from Leviticus to it. He says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments, he says, hang all the law and the prophets. So if these two commands are like a strong branch for faith, then everything else must hang off of them. Every claim to morality, every act, every decision, everything must connect to these two. To loving God, and to loving your neighbor as yourself. Simple, and yet profoundly challenging. Our film for this week has been Won't You Be My Neighbor, a documentary about Fred Rogers that was released last summer, and it was released to celebrate the 50th anniversary of his beloved show. If ever there was a show that was simple, it was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was one man with a few guests and a handful of puppets talking calmly to children about the most everyday topics of life. The sets never changed. The puppets were simple. Even the sweaters that he wore were hand-knit by his mother. But day after day, children could watch his show and find a kind adult looking out from the screen, telling them simply that they mattered, that they were special, just the way they were. Over the past several years, as tragedies seem to happen again and again, Fred Rogers keeps coming up in the news. He's probably our most famous Presbyterian minister, though he never explicitly spoke about it on his show. There's a story about how one of his viewers who had just become a Christian was so excited about this new faith of hers that she wanted to share it with the kind man whose show she watched every day. So she drew him a picture and she wrote him a letter. And Fred Rogers responded to every letter he ever received. Within a few weeks, she received a note back from him thanking her for the drawing. And he said, "I want you to know that Jesus is important to me too. I hope that God's love and peace come through my work on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood." Years of testimony show that that's exactly what happened. From one father crediting the show with helping his autistic son finally be able to use words, to a young child living in an abusive household who found the courage to call the authorities because Mr. Rogers told her that she had worth, to an adult woman who happened to have PBS on one day, who was struggling with addiction. And when she heard Mr. Rogers say how important she was, she found the courage to start the process toward sobriety. There are story after story like these that could be told, but all of them center around the powerful simplicity of his message, the message he shared with viewers that they mattered, that they were worthy of love. And what's more, that if they could love themselves, then it was possible that they just might love others too. A simple message, and yet a radical one. Some of the film's most wonderful commentary in the documentary came from Mr. Rogers' wife, Joanne, whose only request when they made the show was that they not portray her husband as a saint. The movie shows how the puppets that he used throughout the show each connected to some part of himself. Daniel Tiger was the innocent, childlike side of Fred, who was looking at this world with wonder. But Joanne, his wife, talked about how over the years, he became more and more like King Friday. King Friday, who spoke with authority, who was more formidable, who was more outspoken. His show, which was never afraid to tackle difficult topics, over the years, it began addressing them more intentionally. His love was always shown through his calm presence. But as the years went by, he found the courage to speak out against things like injustice and racism. Professor Lance Papp of Bright Divinity School says that that is exactly where love leads. That is exactly where Jesus' command in Matthew leads. He says that if we take Jesus' words seriously, we are faced with the truth of what he is saying. That sometimes in life, there are things worth getting worked up about, things worth arguing about, things that call for us to be both loving and formidable in the cause of righteousness. He's saying, just because something is simple doesn't mean it's not profound. Just because something is simple doesn't mean it's without substance. The simple faith that we are called to is profoundly challenging. Profoundly challenging. It challenges us to love God, ourself, our neighbor. And sadly, that goes against everything we often feel ourselves called to do. We can struggle to believe that we are worthy of love, especially God's love. We can be so critical of ourselves, so hateful toward ourselves. And likewise, we can be so critical and hateful of our neighbor. So to simply love is radical. It's challenging. It's not soft or saccharine. Fred Rogers once said, "Love is at the root of everything. Love or the lack of it." In our hurting world, which sadly feels more divided and more combative than ever, the simple message of love is more needed than ever. It's more radical than ever. And yet, love is our task. Love is what we are invited to choose. At the end of the film, it was mentioned that since Fred's passing, over and over again, people ask the question, "What would Fred do?" But they say that's not what he would want us to ask. He would look us in the eye and he would say, "What will you do? You who are beloved of God, you who bear God's image, you who are special just the way you are. What will you do? Will you choose love? Will you choose to love yourself and your God and the people around you? Will you let love wash over you and this world? Will you trust that God has called you, has equipped you to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly in this world? May we, who have been touched by the love of God, may we choose to trust in that love. And may we share it with this hurting world, with our neighbors, both near and far. May it be so. Amen.